This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind. This hour is our talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer, taking your calls for a full hour. So if you have a question, you have a comment, you have a concern, you have a way to do something better, you have something you like or something you don't like, whatever it is, this is something very unique. North Dakotans, you have an opportunity to talk to your member of Congress for a full hour right here on the program. Someone that's received an award from Congress for having more of these town halls than any other member of Congress. Because this doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. So take advantage of it. Be part of it. And, for that matter, Minnesotans, South Dakotans, Montanans, Canadians listening as part of our audience, a unique opportunity for you as well. We don't want to exclude any listeners. Any questions you have on any issue are certainly welcome today on the program. But North Dakotans, obviously, you're talking to your member of Congress. So that is something that Congressman Cramer has done since he was first elected. And I would love to know how many total calls have been taken, how many texts have been read, how many emails have come in. And I also love this about Congressman Cramer. He's never afraid to say, I don't know, we better check that out. Let's get you an answer on that. And his staff follows up on it, and we hear from the people to say, thank you so much. You helped. People have good ideas. They have things, ways and things, ways things can be done better. Whatever it is. I really appreciate mostly about Congressman Cramer, his demeanor on all that. I mean, there are times when somebody comes in and in this business, there's something known as seminar callers. Kevin, how would you describe a seminar caller?
How would I describe a seminar caller?
So a seminar caller, we call them that in our industry. That's somebody that goes to a they go to a meeting and somebody says, now you need to call in and you need to ask this, and basically it's a fake news of talk radio is what it is. So it's somebody that isn't somebody sitting on a tractor in Ashley legitimately wanting to know something about the farm bill. It's somebody that's trying to get an answer out of you that they can use in an ad somewhere. Now, when those kind of calls come in or somebody that clearly has an agenda, I tend to want to go, you know what, get off the phone. We don't have time for this because I want to give real people a chance. And Congressman Cramer always, takes what they want to say and answers their question and doesn't treat it any differently. So I appreciate that as well. Just you're more patient than I am.
Well, what I would say, Scott, what is it's it's no less legitimate a concern if they're a stakeholder of a particular group, if they're a member of a particular organization, or for that matter, if they're just an activist Democrat, that's angry about something, it doesn't make their individual concern any less legitimate if they had help developing the question or the concern. So you're right. I mean, I take them as they come. If it's somebody calling from Florida, that's wants to complain about something, they have several of their own members of Congress in Florida that they can call. So that's a little bit different. But even at that, I try to at least answer the question if I can.
Now, Manny, I'm going to ask you a technical question on the air here because Kevin is on one of our seven lines that normally would be reserved for callers and not on the on the guest line. Is that can I go to the calls now without disrupting Kevin?
Yes, Kevin is locked in, so you can go ahead and punch up another caller if you wish.
You've got him locked in right there. Okay. All right. That's just a little technical lingo there. Hopefully won't cause us any issues. Ryan and Minot for Congressman Cramer, first call. Go ahead, sir. You're on.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I just had a quick question about the ELD stuff that's been going on.
Yep.
I haul fuel for a living, and we recently had one of our drivers get pulled over, and our ELD is mounted on the dash, and what the highway patrol guy or DOT guy, whatever, was telling our guy was that he needs to be able to take that ELD and and take it out the window. And we didn't think that was accurate, so we contacted the regional commander about this, and he emailed us back basically saying the language would stipulate the ELD must be able to be handed out or handed to the inspectors found in Chapter 4.8, and they highlighted the, you know, the basically that part of it. But right above it, it says this section does not apply if an ELD produces a printout for the use at a roadside inspection, which ours does. It prints the, you know, if on request, we can print out the entire 8 days. So I'm wondering, why is, you know, North Dakota Highway Patrol telling us that this isn't compliant when we can print them out? Maybe we're not clear on the new law.
Yeah, so a couple of things. First of all, every time I hear another story, I am reminded of how complex the government can make simple things. But in fairness to the officer, it's very well may be that the law is unclear. It's not even law. It's the rule is unclear coming out of DOT, and that they need to clarify it. Or perhaps it's a matter of appropriate training on the ground. And we see this a lot with new laws and new regulations where there might be some confusion. Even at the border, by the way, you can, you know, you can cross the border in different places and you get different treatment again, based on the knowledge of the actual officer on the spot. So I'm happy to look into it granular level, and see if it's just not a confusion with the law enforcement offices or officials, or if in fact it's just not clear enough in the rule itself. But it sounds to me like it might be one of those things where it's still relatively new and there's some confusion as to how to actually enforce the law and the rule.
Ryan, thank you. Keep up the battle on that one. Certainly feeling for you.
Lucas. Yeah, there's actually, just to bring people up to date too a little bit, you know, this fight continues. As you know, we've been able to get waivers extended for particularly for farm use, for agricultural use. There's still some confusion how that relates specifically to livestock. There's an amendment being offered on an authorization bill, I think just this week's bill, to be honest. So we continue to attach amendments, and now it's appropriation season again, so we're once again trying to attach some amendments and riders to appropriations so that we can sort of smooth this whole thing out a little bit. I think it's inevitable that, you know, these things are here to stay, and a lot of the industry has already adapted them and adopted them. The price of them have come down, but at the same time, I think we need to have some flexibility as to how it gets applied, particularly to certain industries and particularly in certain areas like North Dakota, where much of a driver's time is spent not driving. And we just need to get real life experiences like Ryan's, so we can send those in and try to apply common sense to an otherwise uncommon rule.
Lucas has texted. I was so relieved to hear the issues about the Morton County FSA brought up publicly last week when Kevin was on the Talk Radio Town Hall. There have been many good producers run out of agriculture because of the incompetence and vindictive nature of that office. I thank Kevin for working on that matter and implore him to keep the pressure on until changes are made.
Interestingly, since that show, Scott, I've gotten other direct phone calls from members in the lending industry that have offered very specific examples, which is very, very helpful to the cause. So thank you.
Matt in Fargo for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Matt.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Matt.
See, this has become somewhat of a personal issue for me, and I've come a long way on this issue as being very much opposed to any sort of marijuana, but I'm in a situation now where I qualify for medical marijuana, but I'm just wondering, on the federal level, are you in favor of changing that law so that it's not going to be a Schedule I?
So my position. It's pretty clear, Matt, in this. I'm like you. I'm not a big marijuana fan. In fact, I approach it very reluctantly and with some trepidation. But I do think it's a state's issue. I just don't believe that the federal government, either for medical use or, frankly, for recreational use, I don't think it rises to the level that the federal government ought to, you know, put a national ban on it. I think that states ought to be able to to make those decisions for themselves with good science and law enforcement's encouragement and support and input along with medicine's input. But I've been a proponent of medical marijuana as well. So that's my position. Pretty simple, pretty basic, and I think it's a sound one. But I know that there are a lot of people who disagree as well, and I'm happy to hear them out.
Well, if I could just follow up on that, why wouldn't it just be treated like any other prescription drug under the federal government and have it go through the FDA?
I don't disagree with that either. On the medical side, I do agree. I think that we're better off if it's properly vetted as a drug, if it's regulated as a drug by the FDA. Early in my career in Congress, I strongly supported the VA as sort of the first laboratory, if you will, of that. And while we get a lot of complaints and hear a lot of horror stories about the VA, most of them from someplace other than North Dakota, I might add, we also know that in many respects, the VA is a perfect laboratory for a lot of these things. As an example, one thing people may not know is that the VA is the one medical institution in our country where opioid prescriptions have actually gone down. So the VA does provide, I think, a good place for some of this.
All right, we need to break there. Come back with more on Congressman Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall. Don't go away.
Listen, call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I just noticed something. I'm on the television screen over here looking at the House chamber, and the French president is speaking right now. And I think I've just put two and two together that you skipped the address of the French president for the talk radio town hall today, Congressman Kramer. Do I have that right?
I did. While I love to listen to everybody, you know, foreign leaders are important. But I was unable to do the talk radio town hall last week, as I recall, and it just sort of, I didn't want to miss 2 weeks in a row unnecessarily because I did watch the first part of the speech, and then I'll be able to watch the rest after talk radio town hall. It's the beauty of digital video. It's everywhere.
His visit has been pretty amazing.
It's been truly amazing, Scott. And I would even say prior to his visit, I mean, the President Trump's visit to France, which was, you know, historic in and of itself. It was historic certainly in President Macron's presidency because it was the first visit. Now this is the first state visit under Trump's presidency, and the fact that France, along with our friends in the United Kingdom, joined us in the attack on Syria in response or in retaliation to Assad's use of chemical weapons is sort of a remarkable relationship, historical relationship that's been somewhat frayed in recent years and now is seems to be strengthened again and at a very important time. So Donald Trump will never get credit from the world or from the world's media, certainly from the United States, what they call mainstream media, which I'm convinced there is no such thing anymore, for what he's been able to accomplish on the diplomatic front. But it doesn't change the results any. It's been remarkable.
It sure has. Are you concerned that Melania Trump wore a dress from France, or that the president flicked a piece of dandruff off of the jacket of the French president? Do these have you as crazy as some other folks are about this?
Oh, it's just, it's frightening, isn't it, Scott? The things that CNN and MSNBC and CBS, ABC, and all the others, you know, they see these things and call them faux pas and you know, diplomatic disasters and all they are real people being real to one another. What a remarkable thing that is. The notion that anybody in the world, anybody in the mainstream world, these amateur diplomats at best, would dare even question the fashion sense of Melania Trump demonstrates how out of touch and how extremely arrogant liberals have become. It's truly remarkable. The next thing you know, they'll complain that she's too ugly or something. I mean, it's just beyond the pale what these people will drum up as news. Because if there's good news about Donald Trump, they have to create some bad news just to make sure that nobody sees the good news.
Back to calls and texts here. Andy Jamestown, you're next for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I was just going to check on my father-in-law is a Vietnam War vet, and I don't know how familiar you are with that particular war. He was on the Frankie Evans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with that at all. That's the ship that got taken out by an aircraft carrier that, and there was 74 people that lost their lives on that ship. And I was just trying to see what your thoughts are on what we can do to get those names on the wall. Because my father-in-law has been trying to get their names on the wall, and it's up to Congress essentially. And I don't know why they wouldn't be, because they pay the ultimate price.
Certainly. Let me check on that more in more detail for you, because a lot of times there are these kinds of things have been offered up, for whatever reason, and I don't know what the reason is in this particular case, that it has not worked through the process or the system to get there. But let me check on it for you. And if possible, I'd love to get your personal contact information so we can follow up with you directly.
We'll have Mr. Manny get that from Andy. If you just hang on the line, Andy, Manny will pick up the phone in a moment here and get that from you, okay? Appreciate the call. Let's go to Benedict Leah. Question for Congressman Kramer. You're next on What's on Your Mind, the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Yes, hi there. Thank you for your service, taking my call. I have just a question on health care.
Sure.
We carry MediShare for our health care coverage,
mm-hmm.
and it is quite
okay.
affordable, and mm-hmm. it also meets the requirements for Obamacare.
Yes.
However, there's just some issues that we cannot use it to utilize our health savings account.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that is another part, a big part of us being able to manage health care costs
yes.
and using that tax deductible
yes.
tool. We're allowed to take the money out that we had put in there prior to it going out of service for us, but we're not allowed to put money back in. And secondly, on that MediShare, I did run across the healthcare Stanford that said that they would not accept MediShare because it wasn't a traditional insurance company, which I don't know how they can do this. So those are my questions and
yeah.
answers.
Sure. So thanks for the question. And first of all, and also, by the way, thank you for, taking control of managing your healthcare needs going forward and in the past. And it's unfortunate that laws come along that sort of undo the good work that other people have done. Let me look, again, this is another one of those situations, Scott, where I'd love to get personal information so we can look into their personal situation, obviously in their personal case, but on the broader context that she's talking about, one of the things I've consistently pushed for and that we've supported is to broaden the use of the health savings accounts. In other words, here's somebody who's taken the steps personally, invested in health savings accounts only to find out that the health savings account then isn't applicable to a particular program, and how MediShare and the health savings accounts work together or don't work together. I'm going to have to look into more carefully and see if any of that would have been improved by some of the laws that we've passed in the House and haven't been able to pass in the Senate. We'll look into it.
Leah, hang on one moment. We'll also get your information. Appreciate that. Texas. How about that? Don't often get calls from Texas, but when we do, we take them. Gary, your question for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Good morning, Congressman. Congressman, I don't know if this isn't so much a question. It's I'm an H-2A employer. I'm a commercial beekeeper, as
sure.
be
sure.
aware.
Yeah.
And in North Dakota, many, many of our beekeepers and our ranchers and farmers
yes.
are utilizing South African H-2A employees.
Yes. I'm very familiar.
And we're very dependent on them. The situation in South Africa, my guys are ward sick. It is spiraling towards civil war.
Yes.
The society is completely breaking down, rioting, looting. They're burning schools, police stations, courthouses. They beat a black gentleman was trying to go to work here over the last 24 hours because there was supposed to be a nationwide strike. And anyway, the black rioters caught him and beat him to death.
Gary, hang on one sec. We need to get Congressman Kramer's answer on the other side of the break. Teresa and Bismarck, you're on deck. Stay tuned. Lots of text, too. More coming up.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean, burning, renewable fuel produced by domestic resources such as soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits for your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, lower maintenance costs, and it can be used year-round in all weather conditions. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use soy biodiesel in diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Brought to you in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services since 1908. That's how long they've been doing this. Mark Thompson's dad and his dad, an incredible story, really is. And now, of course, Mark and Claudia Thompson's daughters, part of the company. This is a family-owned company that's been doing it in Bismarck a lot of years, and now all across the not only in North Dakota, but South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana as well. And ask them about Link, the cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. There's a video on the website that is really good. Check it out. 223-3393 to call them, or hatandsons.com. So Gary in Texas is concerned about labor and getting folks in for the beekeeping business. How can you help?
So Gary, along with, he's exactly right, a lot of other ag industries in North Dakota depend a lot on H-2A visa seasonal workers, and particularly from South Africa. And so to Gary's point, and by the way, let me, before I even address the South Africa situation, this is becoming more difficult all the time for our ag industry, because more and more often it's getting later and later before the H-2A visas are issued, and that, you know, families are allowed to come back. And the whole visa situation is a clear demonstration of a problem on the legal immigration side of things, where our immigration policies don't match our economic needs and workforce needs. And so they're already struggling in many cases to get workers, you know, on time, and even return workers. And many, and I hear so many good things about the South African workers. And Gary, I'm sure this has been your experience, and it is for a lot of people in North Dakota. They become like family to them. They are a very important part of our economy, and they're great non-citizen, but residents, if not temporarily and seasonally in our state. What's going on in South Africa is really at a fevered pitch right now. And so Gary's concerned, I sense anyways, less about him being able to get the workforce here, although I'm sure that's a part of his challenge, is more a sense of compassion for what these wonderful people are experiencing in their own country of South Africa, where there is just really kind of rampant unrest, rioting, looting. You know, there's the leadership, there's been, you know, claims of corruption, and I'm not intimately knowledgeable about it other than what I hear on the news and what I read from time to time. And so I feel for them and pray for them. And, you know, this raises lots of questions about America's role in the world, and where are we to intervene, if, you know, in some of these places. And I'm not advocating we intervene heavily necessarily, but I do see a challenge going forward with regard to the families and workers for many of our industries in the United States, and particularly ag industry in North Dakota, as it relates to getting South African workers through the process. So not to mention, like I said, just our general concern for their welfare.
Appreciate the call, Gary. Thank you. Others are waiting. 258-0550, the local 701 number. You can also call us toll-free 24-7, actually, at 855-200-1776. Press extension 1 and leave a message, and we have a few of those, so let's squeeze in one of those calls that came in off air.
When he does talk to us, we never know what he... I'd like to tell Mr. Kramer I like his town hall meeting, so I really, really hope that when he gets elected to the Senate, he don't turn into another Hoven that doesn't talk to the people very much. And when he does talk to us, we never know what he's saying, because he'll never answer a yes or no question with a yes or no. He just talks around the bush. I think he's turning into a swamp person. I really, really hope that Kevin will not turn into a swamp person, but he'll continue the way he is. So that's all I had to say, and thanks.
Well, first of all, thanks for the call and for the vote of confidence. You know, it's interesting, Scott. One of my great reservations when I, you know, first decided, when Chris and I decided not to run for the United States Senate and rather stay in the People's House, is that the Senate is culturally so different than the House. And we may not understand it always so well in North Dakota because, you know, we only have one congressman and two senators. But when the founders created the Senate, they created a deliberative body on purpose. 6-year safe terms, although they're supposed to be accountable to the state legislatures, and the 17th Amendment changed that. And in my mind, that was one of the great constitutional mistakes we've made in the history of our country, was not making senators you know, accountable or tethered, if you will, by giving them these 6-year terms where they were almost encouraged by design to be in less contact with the people. My promise to the caller and to others that are listening is that I will continue to talk Radio Town Hall as a United States Senator and perhaps even expand on it. One of the challenges I think in the Senate that I've noticed is that since they don't deal with as many issues as the House does, and a good example of that is we've sent over 400 bills over to the Senate, the vast majority of which have never seen the light of day and never will, is, you know, that they don't deal with as many issues day in and day out. And again, that's somewhat by design, but at the same time, I think it robs the people that they represent of, you know, of what they should be getting, and that is dealing with issues. It is my full intent when I get to the Senate, not only to remain in close contact with the people I serve, because my family will insist upon it. They all live in North Dakota. And I insist upon it because I enjoy it so much and it helps me in my job. But also, perhaps even expand on it, but also this, that we need to take a hard look at the institution of the United States Senate. And I don't want to blow the place up necessarily, but we need to make some institutional reforms that force us to be in more in contact with the people that we represent. And one of the ways to do that is to eliminate this crazy cloture rule where 60 senators have to agree to end debate before you even get to vote on something. So they get to vote to not have to vote. They get to vote on how long the floor is held, which in some cases is days and weeks, with no action or activity. And it allows them to, like, take free time off and disguise it as deliberation. And this robs the people of a working, functional United States Senate. So I'm anxious, frankly, to challenge leadership on these issues. After being in the People's House, where we actually vote on a lot of things, in fact, this very week, we're going to mark up over 60 opioid bills in the subcommittee that I sit on the committee that I sit on. The subcommittee of the committee is going to take them up. It's over 60 bills on opioids that we're going to pass out and move to the full committee this week. So we need to make the Senate go back to work, if they ever did work. And that's not a rap on any particular senator. It's just a rap on the institution that has created a culture that has become lazy instead of effective for the people of the United States.
Teresa in Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. You're next. Your question or comment. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman. I just want to thank you for all that you've been doing for North Dakota. I would like to talk about the swamp. Trey Gowdy and Goodall have good truest, I'm not exactly sure what you call it, where they don't have to get all the information that they've requested from the Department of Justice. And why would they want to do something like that? They have asked for over a million papers for how long, have been stalled, have not gotten them. Now they're saying they'll accept less. Why should they do that, and why should they not be called out on it? Because it seems to me it's just more cover-up, and we're never going to get anything done with this one.
Sure. So a couple of things. One thing, and I'm not intimately knowledgeable about it. I know the basic topic you're talking about. What it is it's a request that's been made by the Judiciary Committee and the House Oversight Committee, a request for, as you said, a million pages or so of documentation from the Department of Justice that they weren't getting, and short of subpoenaing that information or holding justice in contempt, they negotiated some sort of a deal where they're going to get, a majority of it or a good chunk of it. I have not talked to Trey or to Bob about this. I know both of them quite well. I know them both very well, as a matter of fact. I've not talked to them about that, but I can tell you this about both of them. Both of them are pit bulls. I mean, they're both, by the way, as you might know, and they've announced their retirement from Congress after this session. So they've got nothing to lose by going for broke. They're both aggressive prosecutors. Trey Gowdy, there's no more aggressive prosecutor than he is. My sense of it is that knowing those two guys, they're getting the absolute best deal they can for the people of the United States so they can begin their investigation. Otherwise, if the alternative is for justice to continue to stall, they never get anything. So if you can only get 80% or 70% of the documentation, at least get the investigation going. They probably felt like that was the best deal they could get at the time to start their investigation or get further down the road in their investigation. But Trey Gowdy has pulled no punches when it comes to this topic, and I think for this time at least, he deserves the benefit of the doubt. But I'm also ready to vote for subpoenaing or contempt charges this is part of why, frankly, I was a Jeff Sessions fan when he was, more of a Jeff Sessions fan prior to him becoming Attorney General. I've not been a big fan since he's been Attorney General because, in my view, the inmates are running that place, and it just bothers me to no end that the bureaucrats at the Department of Justice oppose this president much of the time. They've opposed North Dakota in appellate court when they've opposed the EPA, or they've opposed North Dakota on behalf of the EPA after the EPA administrator has issued certain, orders such as no more sue and settle cases. And yet, here's a sue and settle case in the D.C. Circuit Court that's being defended by the Department of Justice against the people of North Dakota. So I feel like Jeff Sessions, in many respects, has let this president down by not doing his job, and it's bad enough. And I understand why he recused himself from the Russian investigation, but I certainly don't think he should recuse himself from managing the Department of Justice on behalf of the people, because they don't work for the bureaucracy; they work for the people.
The Attorney General just announced today he'll be in Fargo on Friday. We'll be sure to pass along those comments.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Let him know you think he's got a little work to do yet.
Well, sure. I have a phone call with him scheduled for tomorrow, so I'm going to talk to him myself. But he has, I've been fairly public about my concern about that agency being somewhat rudderless. And,
do you think it's a case of he knows that? He's just trying to maneuver the swamp within the FBI? Or is sort of been sucked into it?
Scott, I don't know the Attorney General well enough to know for sure why this is happening. I know that there's a great deal of frustration in this town over it. And I think that for a lot of administrators, the unions, the bureaucrats, the bureaucracy overwhelms them. And when you're talking about an agency like the Justice Department that has so much secrecy and has so much information and power that's embedded just in their job description, that bureaucracy is even more powerful than it is, say, that at the EPA or at the Department of the Interior or the Department of Energy. So I just worry that it takes a long time to unravel some of that unless you're willing to put the hammer down. And I don't get the sense from Jeff Sessions he's been willing to put the hammer down on the agency. I would be embarrassed if I ran an agency that has a subset like the FBI in it that has been caught now manipulating warrants and using falsified information that's paid for by a political party.
I'd be apologizing for it, right? Right.
Yeah.
Apologize for it. I'm wrong with you. Mark and Minot, you're next. So stay tuned. You're on deck. We also got John and Minot, William in Western North Dakota. If we have time, stay tuned.
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
We're going to go into a lightning round here to get as many answers for your questions. And Mark and Minot, you'll be first. Then who's waited the next longest? John and Minot, William in Western North Dakota, some texts as well, and a couple of off-air calls, but we only have a five-minute segment. So Quick answers, if you would, Congressman Craver, and quick questions. My quick question is, Colin Peterson, ranking member of the House Ag Committee, Nancy Pelosi, Democrats have the levers of power in Washington, are they holding farmers and ranchers hostage because they see a change potentially in who controls the House in November, so therefore they've now disengaged in the Farm Bill process when they previously said they wanted this done by, you know, months ago. Now they've checked out. Are they holding farmers and ranchers hostage for politics here?
Well, they've certainly, former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, who wants to be Speaker again, is definitely playing politics with it. There's not even any question. They went from being very engaged to, you know, just total disengagement without anything changing in the policy that's in the Farm Bill. And by the way, in case anybody doubts it, when they had their markup last week for the Farm Bill in the House Ag Committee, the Democrats offered zero amendments. So any notion that somehow they're engaged and they want to compromise and they want to offer their solutions, hear me again. Last year, by the way, or 5 years ago when I first got here, there were over 300 amendments offered on the Farm Bill in the markup. This year, there were like 18, and all of them were Republican amendments, no Democratic amendments. So that sort of tells you about their level of interest in what they do for the Farm Bill. They want to use it as a blunt instrument in the campaign, and that blunt instrument has to do with attaching some very modest work requirements and work training opportunities for work capable adults who are receiving the generosity of the American taxpayer in the form of food stamps. Just asking them to, you know, do some work or be in a government-funded work program, training program to help them get a job and lift them out of poverty as opposed to remain in perpetual poverty. So very, very modest work requirements.
Yes or no answer, will the Farm Bill get done?
I don't know, Scott. I wish I knew for sure. I think it will. You know, they're in the process now of doing listening sessions. There are Democrats that have approached us and say, listen, we're voting for this thing if you get it to the floor. But you have to remember that there's going to be an open debate on the floor with regard to lots of amendments. We're going to have to fight off, you know, means testing, for example. We're going to have to fight off the repeal of the sugar program. All those are very, you know, regular things. So we don't know for sure what's going to happen. But I'm going to be optimistic, Scott, and believe that it'll get done. The Senate's also working on theirs. Pat Roberts, chairman of the Senate Ag Committee, and Debbie Stabenow, the ranking Democrats, seem to be close on a deal there, so they should be outlining or, you know, marking up their bill in the next 3 weeks, hopefully. So at least we'll have two bills we can work on.
Stay tuned, folks. Mark and Minot for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Mr. Kramer. Thanks for your service. Are you aware of there's a congressman from Texas, I believe, with the 14-hour rule, wants to expand the window to 17 hours to allow that to expand, to give us more time to get the work done?
Yes.
Yesterday, we had a truck that sat between unloading and reloading, sat at 5 hours.
Wow, yeah.
That, you know, that cuts into
the point. Yeah, and that gets to my point that I try to make at the front of the show, is that, you know, a lot of these rules don't recognize or acknowledge is that a lot of driver's time isn't spent driving. In fact, it's spent resting, and that there should be some, you know, some recognition of that. And I think that, yeah, it's Congressman Babin, I believe, who has that that bill, maybe an amendment now. We've got to acknowledge these places like North Dakota, well, all of Middle America, where there's a lot of distance and there's also a lot of downtime.
Yeah, I mean, this was out in Ohio, actually, just, you know, just on a general freight, you know, back into one dock,
sure,
you know, and then 20
sure
minutes down the road back into another dock and sit,
yep,
there. And,
we have that, and, you know, the oil patch is very common for that similar situation where, you know, a water truck might spend 5-6 hours, you know, not moving, but the clock is ticking.
Appreciate the call, Mark.
Put it just to industry. You bet. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks for the update. Know you're fighting in the way of a battle right now. Appreciate you sharing the story for sure. John Minot for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot of federal judgeships out there open. Why doesn't Trump get on the ball and start doing some nominating?
So he's done a lot of them. You know, that he set a record last year for the most appellate judges that were not only nominated but confirmed in the history of the United States. He did, and by the way, for those of us who oftentimes criticize the leadership of the United States Senate, the president told me personally, you have to thank Mitch McConnell for that. This is what Mitch is dealing with those crazy archaic rules, and he spent a lot of the Senate's time last year confirming affirming one justice, Neil Gorsuch, but appellate court judges and several district court judges as well. So, but he is preparing to do another big batch of judges, is my understanding, and working with the stakeholders that presented so many good nominees to this point. So, but I'll pass on the encouragement for a little faster process here.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. It'll probably be Donald Trump's legacy, Scott. If nothing else happens, at the very least, he will have changed the judiciary for a very, very long time.
Please ask Representative Kramer where his stance is on the 20-member subpoenas for information and charges versus those in the DOJ and the FBI. Does he support them?
Absolutely. I think we need to subpoena quicker, and we need to start filing some charges much quicker as well. It wasn't until they were threatened with, one of the agencies was threatened with charges for obstruction that we finally got some action on several of them. So, no, we need
all
to
right,
stick
we,
with that,
we did good. We only left poor William in Western North Dakota waiting. William, have to be first next week to get in the top of the shout, and a bunch of texts we didn't get to, too. Many of them say something like this: big shout out and thank you to Congressman Kramer for always making himself available and being a voice of common sense.
Thanks for letting me do it.
All right. See you next week. And folks, we'll see you tomorrow.
BlackPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late.
New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.